So the well-known KdV equation, we know that has exact solitary wave solutions. Its generalization also has exact solitary wave solutions. And today we'll introduce some discussions about how to find these exact solutions using the software MAPE. So this is a brief overview of my talk today after introduction and motivation for these problems. We'll talk about some PDE, partial differential equations, used for modeling nonlinear dispersive waves. We'll also present some successful techniques for solving this kind of evolution PDEs using the method of lines. And after that, we'll talk about the exact explicit solitary wave solutions. Actually, for these PDEs, you know, when you solve this kind of equations, the first thing a modeler do is to test his solution to see if it's, it makes sense. So the first thing, maybe can use a sense of judgment, compare his solution to a reference solution published in papers or technical reports, or do some numerical experiments. But there is always interest if there is a simple exact solution available that will be very interesting to test the numerical scheme. Basically, when you have exact solution, you can define absolute error. You can make more analysis of the error if you have exact solutions available. And in some cases, exact solutions are difficult to find. So as engineer, what he can do, he can test that the scheme conserves some known invariants, such as the mass, the momentum, and the energy. And in this work, we derived some conservation laws, and three conservation laws and three invariants of motion. And in the conclusion, we'll discuss some future work related to this analysis. So this is a brief introduction. We all know that the KdV equation was the starting point for water waves since their discovery by Scott in the UK. There is also a similar equation called the regularized long wave equation, which is, has more interesting properties from a mathematical point of view. But it can describe the same kind of phenomena as the KdV equation. The difference is that this dispersive term that you see here, it's instead of having a third order derivative, you have mixed space and time third order term. Here is u times ux is the nonlinear term. And we know that there is exact solutions for these known PDEs. Now, the basic interest for us to deriving these exact solutions stems from the Bosinski equations. The previous talk of Professor Matson, he discussed about Bosinski equations. Now, there is big interest in Bosinski equations, particularly by coastal engineers. In shallow water, Bosinski equations can describe wave transformation, such as wave refraction, wave diffraction, and reflection. And in the recent years, there is several formulations to improve the Bosinski equations, mainly to improve their dispersive characteristics. So we can summarize there is two kinds of improvements, two schools of improvements. There is the improvements made in the early 90s by O.K. Nyugo, and also the improvements made by the school in Denmark by Professor Madsen, Schaefer, and Sorensen, and others, and Belgium. So we were interested in the Nyugo Bosinski equations, which are similar, but they have maybe a slightly different order of approximations compared to Madsen Bosinski equations. And we tried to write codes for solving the 1D case and 2D case. And the first thing we faced when we derived the codes is to test the numerical scheme. So we derived exact solutions for this 1D case. Now, the interest of working on KdV and RLW equation is that you have some terms that recognize, such as the mixed space and time dispersive term, as you can see here, and also the third order derivative that you can see here. So the knowledge that we gain from the simple KdV and RLW equation is very helpful for Bosinski equations. So this is the kind of phenomena that the regularized long wave equation can describe very well, which is the propagation in the, of an Anandila bar in the Severn River. We have also interest in using Bosinski equation in real cases, real life. For example, the ship wakes in waterway in a canal. There is big interest in Canada, US, and all over the world in predicting very well the ship wakes. And there is also interest in the kind of erosion of the ranks that results from these waves. So this work was done at the Canadian Hydraulic Center. There is a model called Wake2D based on Bosinesq equations. But there is a big interest in improving this model, and particularly the improving the efficiency, because this kind of simulations, they are computationally intensive, and there is interest in improving this model. So the kind of equations that we will discuss today are in this area of capillary waves. So we are interested in this equation, that is a combination of KdV equation. You see that the third three terms are the KdV equation. We added a fifth order term. So it is not a fifth KdV equation, since the last term, the fifth order dispersive term, is a mixed space and time derivative. Also, this is a generalization. We have the nonlinear term is u to the power p, and also we have the coefficients a, mu, and epsilon. So the third term is a dispersive term, and this term is as well a dispersive term, and this is a nonlinear term. So the first thing to do is, in previous studies, we published two papers. The first is solution of this kind of RLW equations, and also we have a recent paper published on the Bosinesq equations. And now we are working on this equation, which is combination of KdV and RLW equation. So this is the known solitary wave solutions of the KdV, which is in sec form. So by looking to these classical solutions, we may expect that solutions will have similar forms in sec form. This is the solution of the RLW equation, solitary wave. So regarding the numerical solutions of this kind of equations, we prefer, use the method of lines, which is very practical for this kind of solutions. Method of lines consists of discretization in space to obtain a set of ODEs, and after that we integrate the set of ODEs by solvers such as Dassel or RADO 5. And the advantage of these techniques is that the integration in time is an adaptive time step, and it can handle a long time integration. This kind of typical solutions we obtain with method of lines. Another advantage of the method of lines is it can be easily combined to an adaptive technique. For example, you see here the adaptive mesh is moving with the solution. So this is the kind of problems that we can study with the method of lines, such as the interaction of three solitary waves or two solitary waves. There is also, when we use numerical solutions, again, it's interesting to see that some invariants remain constant, and this can give us an idea about the conservation properties of the solution. And this is the solution of this problem using the method of lines. You can see the kind of ripples and train of solitary wave. This cross-section through this profile is an adaptive mesh. So we go back now to the our equation that we are interested to solve after this motivation about this work. So to solve this equation for a solitary wave, we make change on variable and use this moving variable C, which is x minus x0 minus ct. And using that, we can reduce this PDE to an ODE. This ODE is nonlinear, and it's is fifth order ODE. What we can do, we can integrate once with respect to the variable C. We obtain this nonlinear ODE. Now, if we assume boundary conditions such as the solution vanish and its derivative vanish at infinity, and also this condition, the integration of the constant f integration is equal to zero. So from that, we obtain this relation, first relation. We multiply that ODE by 2 times u prime. U prime is the derivative of u with respect to the moving variable C. We obtain another ODE. Now, using the boundary conditions, it's possible to obtain this relation with the boundary conditions at infinity. Now, looking to this relation here and to the first relation, we conclude that U plus should be equal to U minus. And that means that the kind of solutions cannot be of kink profile. So it has to be of bell shape, sec shape, because of that condition. So for our work, we will expect solutions to be of the sec form, not of the kink profile. So not like 1 minus tangent hyperbole of C. So what the way we do, so for example, if we have this equation without the fifth order term, the equation that you can read there is the KdV equation, is the generalized KdV equation. So using that change of variable C and you reduce the PDE to an ODE, you get this kind of ODE to integrate. So this is a nonlinear ODE. And using Maple, it's possible to find an explicit solution for this ODE. And from that, you find the known generalized KdV equation solution, which is a solitary wave, as you can see here. So we will use almost the same technique for this KdV, which has an additional fifth order term. So this is our equation that you can see at the top there. The first term is a derivative with respect to time. The second term is a nonlinear term, is to the power p, so it's generalized to any value of p. You have the fifth order term is mixed space and time. So using the boundary conditions and the previous work, we can assume that the form of the solution should be of this type. So it's u0 an amplitude and s to the power m, where s is the known function set. Now, we don't have a value of m, so it's not known a priori the value of the integer m. Now, if you take this form and you derive, so you will have a kind of recursive relation between the even derivatives. So you can express the second derivative and the fourth derivative as a polynomial of s. Here there is a small mistake, so it's u prime time, it's not u first derivative. So having the expression of u second derivative and the fourth derivative, we place that in the ODE and we obtain this polynomial. There is a mistake, that it's not on u, it's polynomial on s. So it's a polynomial in s, and the highest degree is s to the power mp. M is the exponent in the sec form, and the p is the coefficient of the nonlinear term, the power of the nonlinear term. So in order to this polynomial to have non-trivial solutions, m times p should be equal 4, the same as the power k to the power 4. And from there, you obtain n is equal 4 over p. So we have the value of m. Now, in order to this polynomial to have non-trivial solutions, all the coefficients of this polynomial should equal 0. And from there, we obtain three equations. And remember, the unknowns here are the wave celerity, the wave speed, which is c, the wave number, and the wave amplitude u0. So again, using Maple, we can solve this nonlinear algebraic equation in symbolic form, and from there we obtain the solutions of c, the wave speed, k, the wave number, and e0, the wave amplitude. And from there we obtain our solution of this new equation that we introduced. And what you can tell about this solution is that unlike the solution of the generalized KdV, the solution of this PDE is the wave speed is not for any wave speed. It's for a particular wave speed given by the relation, the first relation. As you can see, the wave speed depends on the coefficients of the PDE, epsilon, p, and mu. So we don't have freedom in choosing any c. C should have that form. Another thing, the wave number depends only on the dispersive term coefficient of the third order derivative, not on the fifth order derivative. Another comment, this solution is not a perturbative solution. So if you make epsilon, which is the coefficient of the fifth order dispersive theorem, goes to zero, you will not converge to the solution of the GKDV, of the generalized KDV equation. Now, I will give some few words about, now that we have found exact solutions, we are also interested in deriving conservation laws for this new PDE. So the conservation laws can be written as Tt plus xx equals zero, where the density t and the flux x are polynomials in the solution. Also, from when we have conservation laws, we can derive inference of motion by integrating with respect to the whole domain. So we were able to derive three conservation laws. The first one is straightforward, it's just rewriting the PDE. The second one is not really obvious, took several integration by parts. And the third one is really very, very, takes a lot of time, takes 10 pages of derivation. And it has this form, so it's in conservation form, Tt plus this whole term is xx. Now, I don't know if I can relate the first conservation law, if it's integrated, can give the conservation of mass. The second and the third, I'm not sure it gives the momentum of or energy, but it should be similar quantities. Now, integrating these quantities, we obtain the first invariant, I1, which is the conservation of mass. I2, which looks like conservation of momentum, and it has this expression. I3 is given by that form. And this integration is made over a finite domain, but after that we will go to the limit, so it will be from the whole domain from minus infinity to plus infinity. Now, using MAPLE, we can evaluate these integrals, and as you can see, these invariants now are given in explicit form, where it depends on the coefficients of the PDE, the initial PDE. Now, as a conclusion, we introduce a new equation, a new PDE, which is a combination of the GKDV and the generalized KDV equation, and the RLW equation, which is the regularized long wave equation. It's a new equation. We don't know if it has some applications in physics, but for sure it's very interesting for people who write codes for this kind of PDEs, because having solitary wave solution and inference of motion is very helpful. So we can say it's like a solution looking for a problem. Maybe someday it has some applications. We find three conservation laws and also the associated inference of motion. The analytical solution, as I mentioned, can be used if you consider your problem as initial value problem. You can use this solution as initial data, and you let it go in the numerical experiment, and you compare your numeric solution and your exact solution. And from this, you can have a good assessment of the numerical scheme for such PDEs. So it provides actually a good test problem. The inference of motion as well can be used to assess the conservation properties of the numerical scheme. Now, in this website, you have the reports and the journal papers associated with this work. For the numerical implementation, we have published a chapter of chapter 3 of this book. It's a long chapter, but it has very helpful information about implementing the numerical solution of these PDEs. For the method of lines, our second author published a book called The Method of Lines, Integration of Partial Differential Equations, and there is a code that is readily available from the website of Professor Schiess. So thank you for your attention, and if you have any questions.